We want to check in with people who are also looking at another issue of dignity, and that is the Land for People for Living March. And I'm going to go now to Fakmida Ling, who is she's a supporter for Reclaim the City. Fakmida, hi. That march has been happening in Cape Town today. Did you get a good showing?
Yes, we had. The outcome was very good, as we expected. A bit windy now, but everything went off smoothly.
You were a collaboration of a whole lot of groups of people. Tell us about that.
Yes, we were. We are Social Collegiate Justice was here. The Unite Behind members were here. Reclaim the City supporters were here. Funa Ukwazi was here. So we all came out here as a collective to fight our struggle for land for people and not for profit. You see, we have the same fight, social housing, land for people for housing, and that is what we came out here to do today, to hand over a memorandum to the city. At the civic center, we met up with some members of the city, under which Brett Heron was one of them, accepting our memorandum.
Now, you're fighting for the right for safe and proper housing. That's a tricky one. I'm not sure if there's much housing in the city that anyone can claim to be safe. Yes. You say it was successful. Are you saying that because you handed over the memorandum?
No, I'm saying because we came out in such numbers today that was quite inspiring as well. Everybody here, we talk the same language. We might be a diverse crowd, but we do one thing. We have one goal in common here. And as you know, today is Human Rights Day. And that is what we are fighting for our human rights, for the right of the people. And that is what the government is failing to do. They are not, they don't look after the people. One of our comrades has fallen in fighting for what we are fighting for. Our comrade Rasta, he was fatally wounded on Sunday in our fight for this land for people and not for profit.
How many people were in the march?
I can't now give you the exact amount, but we were quite huge. I can tell you that. We were huge, I'm telling you.
So it was a turnout you were proud of?
Yes, it is.
People often talk about mixed-use land, but that never seems to be something that actually gets actioned upon. Is that something that you're interested in, or are you just wanting it to be land for specific groups?
No, it has been like this all the years. You know, people have been on the list at the council for more than 30 years, still awaiting proper, decent housing, which council has failed up until today to do. I myself am a evictee. We have a case pending with City Council as we speak now. And these people want to throw us in vulnerability. Do you have any idea where that is? Whereas we have land available in the city. I was born in Woodstock. I was raised here. I'm 51 years old. I have nowhere else to go. I don't know anything else. They want to throw us in a place called Wolverine. You know how many kilometers that is out of the inner city? My workplace is here. My children's schooling is here. Everything is here. They want to throw us in a desert. I'm telling you, a desert named Wolverine.
And do you believe that marching today and handing over memorandums, do you think that that's going to change the way the city actions their policies? Because we do know that the fact is that the housing has a huge backlog, and the city, even if it produces the number of houses it speaks of, they'll never catch up.
That is what I'm saying, that the city is lying. If they should just lift up their butts and do what they have to do for the people and stop failing the people. They just want the people out of the inner city. It has been going on like this for years. It's gentrification all over again, my dear. And they are saying there's no time, they're under budgeted. That is all lies. We have identified huge pieces of land in and around the inner city. Why can't they start developing? Why can't they start building? Why can't they make sufficient use of their time and money to give us proper decent houses. My goodness, I am not asking for a mansion. I'm asking for a roof over my head, which is my dignified right, my dear. It is my constitutional right to adequate housing. Not being thrown in a shack without a toilet. Not being thrown in a place where there are no hospitals. There's no shops. There's no police. There's no light. There's no sewerage. There's no schools. There is absolutely nothing. So this is what our government is thinking of us. This is what the city is thinking of us. I mean, we are not animals. We are human beings. And I feel for those people living in situations and conditions like that. And yet, they are increasing the cycle of poverty. That is what the council is doing. That is what they are doing, my dear.
Well, Fakhmida, I can certainly hear the passion in your voice. Thank you for sharing your vision, what you're asking for, and thank you for your time on Cape Talk.
Thank you so much, my dear. It's been a pleasure.